Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 25th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The MDCT says President Robert Mugabe should call a special cabinet meeting to tackle the hunger situation threatening millions of people.
We would want him to immediately set up mechanisms and systems that will address the impending severe drought that we are facing as a nation.
Government appeals to Zimbabweans to conserve water as drought grips the country.
The onus is now upon us to ensure that the limited water we have is conserved and made to last until the next rainy season.
And Zimbabweans express dismay over the poor performance of the Warriors in the African Championships.
Pasua is good at the club level, but not at the national team. We need to improve. Maybe we can find someone who can do better outside the country.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The MDCT has urged President Robert Mugabe to call a special cabinet meeting this week to tackle the hunger situation that is threatening millions of people and livestock. Mr. Mugabe returned home from his month-long vacation on Friday amid criticism that he was wasting Zimbabwe's meager resources in the face of a crippling economic disaster. MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu says government should address the hunger situation as a matter of urgency to avert loss of life.
We would want him to immediately set up mechanisms and systems that will address the impending severe drought that we are facing as a nation. You know that already rains have been very erratic. We have had a very bad rainy season, the effects of El Nino, and obviously coupled with mismanagement and poor planning by the ZANU-PF regime has led to a situation where, as I am talking to you right now, Ntungamili, at least 1 million Zimbabweans are in need of urgent food relief, but the government is totally broke. We heard in the news last week that they had borrowed $200 million from some foreign bank. But knowing this government, we will only be happy when we start seeing the maize arriving in the country. We can never trust them by their public disclosure that they have accessed the loan. We believe it is just a gimmick. It is just propaganda. What we want to see is Mugabe leading his government, firstly by declaring a state of emergency, because already we are facing a devastating drought. Cabinet has not set since December 22nd or 21st last year, and we expect President Mugabe to immediately convene his cabinet and set to work to avert the impending drought. That is what he has to do as a matter of urgency.
How about on the economic front?
We do not see much change for the better happening in 2016. Already we are talking of a country that is in a serious deflation mode. We are talking of a country that is at 90% of its people living on less than US$1 a day.
That was MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu on the line from Harare. But ZANU-PF official Paul Munyaradzi Mangwana dismissed the MDCT's call, saying the opposition cannot tell the ruling party what to do.
Meanwhile, the warring in ZANU-PF between the so-called G40 and the faction allegedly led by Deputy President Emmerson Mnangagwa is escalating, with War Veterans Minister Chris Mutswangwa, Mnangagwa ally, telling the Newsday newspaper that the two factions are now fighting over First Lady Grace Mugabe. And now that Mugabe is back, Ntungamili Nkomo of Studio 7 asked the political analyst Blessing Vava whether the president can step in and end the infighting.
We know that ZANU-PF has been involved in factional fights. At any point in the dynasty of ZANU-PF, where they are factions, but from this one, it's no good because that there is a succession issue that is happening in ZANU-PF. President Mugabe is old now, he's 1992, and equally, he has been. been in power for quite a long time. He himself has failed to outline or to properly do a succession plan with the party of ZANU-PF. I don't see him managing this faction. If he tries to do so, you should know that when they fired the Great Majority, it has weakened the ZANU-PF. But now that there's an election that is going to happen in 2018, they will try to sanitize, they will try to end in unison. And you know that when ZANU-PF is set in election, all this thing about factionalism, it ceases to happen.
How then do you see this war ending?
When ZANU-PF is faced with an election, now there's an election in 2018. I know for a fact that this issue of these fights that we are currently seeing, probably they will disappear. I'm saying probably because there are some also who are saying that well, the president is now too old. But at the same time, no one is prepared to fight President Mugabe.
That was political analyst Blessing Vava on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from Harare.